Hey, this is Vito.
This is Liz, and we are two lovebirds trying to navigate through life, love, and parenting the best we can.
Each month, we take on a new challenge in an attempt to deepen our relationship and spice things up a bit.
Join us as we share the lessons we learned from all the bumps in the road we travel on. Welcome to the long haul.
We're back.
We back.
You know it.
Uh-huh. I don't have a reply to that. Yeah, so it's been a little over a week.
Mm-hmm. It's been a good week.
Some crazy times.
Yes. What's crazy about it?
I went my first full day without seeing Jovi once.
Oh, yeah. We were at that birth. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I got called in at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I got home at 8 p.m. and she was already in bed and didn't wake up until like 2 or 3 in the morning. So I had gone over 24 hours without seeing her.
What was that like?
I missed her so much. Like when she woke up at like 3 in the morning, I was like excited to go in and nurse her.
It's good that you can have that perspective. I think it's very important to have a like a fresh look at not sleeping. Mm-hmm. You know, like you do a good job of being able to appreciate all of the things that most people would complain about. You're like, it's not gonna last forever, and I know I'm gonna miss this. I know, you know, like she's so snuggly right now.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
And
like tonight, it was so cute how she came up to you and gave you a goodnight kiss, then turned around and walked away, and then turned around and came back and mm-hmm. kissed you again. I was mm-hmm. like, she's so cute.
Yeah, she's super loving.
She's so loving. And I was thinking tonight, I'm like, what if our next baby is just not at all?
It's possible.
I know. I'll just possible, be like, yeah. Love me. Some people's kids just aren't that cuddly, and Jovi's such a cuddler. But we were talking too about how you and I are super affectionate, like toward each other in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
So she like sees it all the time.
Yeah,
too.
She didn't want to give me a kiss goodnight until you gave me one, and then she was like, "Oh, I want to do that."
I don't know. I gave you one, and then I walked away to the stairs, and then she turned around and came back and was like,
"Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so cute."
So, the week was, don't take anything personally.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I feel like I did okay. I think that I take things personally when it's you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't do okay. Just yesterday.
That was 2 days ago.
That was Sunday.
What was Sunday?
When we went to my parents' house to watch the game. Before the game.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was yesterday. I thought that was a few days ago. I can't keep track of time.
No, that was yesterday.
Right. So that's the situation that I had in my mind.
Yeah. So what happened there?
What you said triggered me. And then I was just all in my head about my own stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was pissed at you. I was annoyed at you.
Yeah. But other than me, you don't take anything personally?
I do pretty well. I did take something personally. I read like a review on my podcast, which I like hardly ever go and look at them. And this person like said I needed to take like lessons on how to interview people and blah, blah, blah.
Which is funny because I've heard so many people say that they love the way you interview because it's very authentic and very
relatable. Well, it's like
relatable.
Conversational.
Yeah.
But like for a minute, I was just, I guess I get defensive. Like I want to be able to defend myself to this person and be like, mm-hmm. first of all, I'm not a professional speaker. Like I'm just a mom and a doula mm-hmm. trying to bring on people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I've been podcasting for a few years, but that doesn't mean that like,
mm-hmm.
I have refined skills of interviewing.
Sure.
You know, like I feel like I've definitely improved a lot from when I started. Like I don't get nervous like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
when I started, and I try to stay a lot more present in the moment and ask questions based off of like what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's always room for improvement.
Sure.
But then when I like read the reviews of like certain things, I'm like, why do you even listen to my podcast? Like, I'm
talking about the very few negative ones.
Right. But I'm just like not that person. Like if I listen to a podcast that I don't jive with, I just don't listen to it.
Right.
I don't leave a negative review. I just am like, oh, that podcast isn't for me.
Right.
So I feel like it's hard for me. That's what I need to work on, because like I put a lot of time and effort into like trying to get people on, to like booking mm-hmm. people and trying to like schedule it around work at the hospital and other things. And so it's, you know, I put a lot into it. And so when somebody like leaves a negative comment, I do get defensive about it, because I feel like I've poured my heart and soul into it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realize like this person literally does not know me,
mm-hmm.
and what they're saying has nothing to do with me. Even if they're like, your podcast sucks and you're the worst, I'm like, wow, that sounds like an angry person.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's what we read last week was about people living in their own worlds and speaking from that world. It's not, you know, truth. They're speaking from their life experiences, from what they see as important or not, and then they're just saying things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to take on their energy or allow them. I forgot who I was talking to, but they're like, wow, your happiness is cheap. I think someone said to me once. And then I was like, what do you mean? And they just said, it's very easy. You give away your happiness for anybody at any moment. And this is when I was just going through stuff. And then I was like, that's a very interesting way to describe how you react to people or situations.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because you can choose to be happy in I would say most situations.
Right.
Obviously, some are more intense than others, but the person, I could have dreamt this, honestly. I could have dreamt this, but the conversation was that I would go from really happy to just like pissed off quickly over something someone said or didn't say, or the way they looked at me or something. And the person was telling me, like, man, your happiness is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, how much do you value your happiness? You know,
right.
Like, you're going to allow that to make you unhappy.
Right. And you saying that like makes me think, like, how many times have I like read a bad review or whatever, and it like stole my joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it ruined a part of my day because of whatever I read. And yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
It's silly when you think about it that way.
Right, for sure.
Because the criticism didn't do anything to you.
Right.
The criticism didn't steal your joy. You allowed your joy to be given up.
Right.
You gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's your responsibility.
I feel like my problem is like I feel the need to want to defend
you
when
do,
it doesn't
you, and,
even
and
matter.
That's what you do to me. Like, or not to me, with me. Like when I, like Sunday, when I, all I said was the laundry room was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I said in a different way, but it was very calm. I wasn't like yelling at you.
I said,
I just got an overwhelming feeling of rage. And I said it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't yelling. I didn't say it's because of you and this disgusting ass. I didn't say anything like that. You just said, why? And then I said, because I walked into the laundry room and I had noticed that I felt the rage and I didn't express it. And I thought, I need to say something because I didn't like the way that felt. So I said, hey, I just felt a ridiculous amount of rage. And then you were like,
I shut down.
No, you were, this is that, you, the reason why this is there and this is there. You were explaining yourself. You were defending yourself.
Hmm.
Which I wasn't attacking you. I just expressed how I felt, because that's what we do as a married couple. We tell each other things. And it honestly didn't, after I told you, I like kind of let it go. And then we had like a little bit of an argument of, look, just whatever, back and forth. But then I wasn't mad at you at all, or even the situation. Cleaned the laundry room, organized, whatever. But then you held on to it.
Mm-hmm.
You were mad for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was genuinely like, it's clean now. It's organized. It's fine. You know? And I didn't feel guilty for anything that I said to you because I wasn't mad at you or yelling at you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think, like I said, it's one of my triggers, though. You know, when it comes to just, like, things like that, I take it personally.
So what do you think? I mean, you know, let's assume you know the answer to the question, but what would it take? What would need to be different for you to not be triggered by criticism?
I mean,
a certain belief.
I don't know. Just to not care.
Well, you're a caring person. You care. That would go against your
personality. Some criticism doesn't get to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's... because you and I have had a lot of conversations where there's been, like, something and I feel like I haven't taken it personally.
Yeah. Oh, all the time. So what criticism makes you react?
Like, when it hits... yeah, like a...
it's nothing specific, just something that...
no, I think when it hits, so like for me, it's, I already feel like I don't do enough at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so if something gets said, then I immediately am like, I'm basically the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to work on like that belief. And then I think with like the podcast stuff, it's just like random. Like it, I got annoyed for a little bit, but then I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But other situations, it's like when my character is attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So like when stuff happened a few years ago and there was some lies said about me and people were coming at me being like, you're a horrible person because you did this thing. And it's like, sweetie, you know nothing. But then when people were like attacking my character,
mm-hmm.
or even like things with The Bachelor, mm-hmm. like I was called so many names,
mm-hmm.
and these people don't know. They know one episode that was
that affected you?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
It was like one episode of The Bachelor of how I was edited on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, yeah, like people were calling me lots of names. So, and just, yeah, when my character is attacked, I feel the need to defend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even know me. Like, you... but then that's also the point. Like, you don't know me.
Yeah, I always thought that that's what it was like, oh, you don't even know me.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. With some things, but I think, like... I guess it depends. Like, with the stuff that happened, like, a few years ago with the podcast, that was... I was so personally invested in it.
Mm. I didn't know people were saying that you did stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so silly.
Yeah, like what I did was wrong.
What you did was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even
you stayed silent the whole time.
Right, didn't say anything. But yeah, I mean, but also the things that other people were saying about me. Or, you know, if somebody lies about you, you feel the need to defend. You take that personally.
Yeah.
But I think that I don't know. Yeah. I feel like when it comes to my character or if it comes to like a deep-rooted belief or trigger, which when it comes to like getting enough done around the house or whatever it is, like my deep-rooted belief is like I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear, well, the laundry room's a disaster, and I'm like, well, yeah, there's a bunch of crap in there because, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I automatically feel like it's my fault. I'm not enough. It, you know what I mean? Like, it just, it immediately goes to, like...
I'm not going to love you.
I know you're going to love me, but I tell myself things like...
I don't
like,
know if you know that.
You probably usually need a better wife than
right,
me.
Right, yeah. Usually afterwards, it comes with, just love me, or like, why do you love me? You know, after you
no,
calm
I
down.
Don't.
Yes.
I say just love me when you like say something ridiculous about me. like today.
It's usually, yeah, it's usually like after you fart or something, you're like, just please love me. Like, stop farting.
Yeah. So I feel like when it comes to taking it personally, it's, I definitely do it more with you.
Yeah, I do it more with my family too.
And then I feel like with some of my family, not as much, but I mean, it's hard. These are people who know you the most.
Mm-hmm.
They know you the best.
Mm-hmm.
And they say something that there's that like tinge in your heart, that little hurt, and it like pressed a button or a trigger. But again, I mean, it goes back to, it had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Even you saying like the laundry room's a disaster. Okay. That's just like a statement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so it's like, okay.
Right. Well, it's good that you noticed that. You got to work on it.
Yeah. And I've known that for a while. That's a very deep rooted belief.
Yeah. That's definitely something you got to work on. I think for me this week, most of my taking things personally is probably with my my dad and my brother, just because we're around each other so much. And it's also being the youngest man in the family, you know? You're sort of the bottom of the barrel. But I think I did really well this week, which I thought was going to be really hard for me. I did really well, I think, mentally. I still was getting annoyed, but I was approaching the comments from a different angle of, like, you're being annoying, not I'm less than. Like, oh, just shut up. Instead mm-hmm. of being like, shut up, you know, like, you're and getting defensive.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely less stressful.
Yeah.
You know, I was still annoyed, but
mm-hmm.
it wasn't as emotionally charged.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were able to kind of continue the whole be impeccable with your word?
No, so that is the biggest one. That one's my Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
What I say and think needs to change. Because I'm very combative and more pessimistic than I am optimistic, which sucks. It's not fun, you know? It's always more fun to be optimistic.
Yeah.
It can be scarier too, because then you're more opportunity to be let down, and that feeling sucks. But does it feel any worse than always being pessimistic?
No, and I think you have to kind of relook at the opportunity to be let down too. Reframing that, like, you can be optimistic and things don't pan out. Well, there's a lesson and a growth and a
right.
new opportunity. Yeah. Like, it's, you don't fail at things, you only learn and continue to grow.
Yeah, if you lived in a self-help book, yeah.
No, that's, I mean, you can look at things that way for sure.
Yeah, you can. It's just not natural for me to think that way. It's definitely something I'd love to be able to think that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you want to hear what's this next week?
Yeah, let's do it. Jeez.
Oops. Don't make assumptions.
Ooh.
So find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Ooh, I went through this today.
What'd you do today?
Had the hard conversation that wasn't
hard. Yeah, wasn't hard.
Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just one agreement, you can completely transform your life. I like this one a lot.
Where do you see yourself making the most assumptions?
I think honestly, everything in my life, all the triggers, all the whatever, comes back to you're not enough. The belief that you're not enough. Like, as soon as you're like, the laundry room's a disaster, I took it personally, but then I also just assumed that you think that I'm the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a crappy wife. Yeah. I'm a disaster. And I think that where that's hard is I've been told my whole life that I'm a mess.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't say you're a mess. I'm disorganized.
I can be very disorganized.
For sure. I guess when I hear people call other people a mess, I think of like psychologically.
No.
You can be messy.
Yeah.
You definitely have more, you're more disorganized than you are organized for sure, but I would never call you a mess.
Right. But like my whole life I've been told that I'm messy.
I didn't know this before we got married, and that's not cool, because when we met, you were organized and your room was clean and your,
babe, do you know how different it is taking care of...
Hold on, but you said your whole life you were called this.
Yeah.
So
when, but whenever I've lived on my own, I've always been organized and fine.
Pretend like you're living alone.
Babe, I will fist fight you right now. Do not start.
Don't take things personally, babe.
Pretend like I'm living alone. So I'm going to just cook for one every single night.
I guess. Imagine you're really hungry though.
Okay. Babe, it's a completely different ball game. Plus our house is huge. And we have way too much crap.
It's so funny. It's so funny to me though. It's funny to me that we were just talking about not taking things personally.
Is it? Is this hilarious to you?
It's a
but once again, you're like saying that I'm a disaster.
No.
You were clean and organized, but now we're married and you're just a effing disaster.
No.
That's what I hear in my mind.
I told you, you can definitely be messy and you're more unorganized than you are organized, but I would never call you a mess. You as who you are is
because
not
of
a
psychologically.
Mess. No, but you as a person are not a mess. Just because you can be messy doesn't mean that you're a mess.
Right.
Okay. Just because I can be an a-hole sometimes doesn't mean that I am an a-hole. Just because I can be super sweet sometimes.
Perfect example right now.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So by me saying that you can be messy... Is true.
I know I can be messy,
okay,
for
so
sure.
So don't worry.
But I'm trying to tell you about this deep-rooted belief.
And I'm telling you it's not true.
And you're like...
And now's a perfect time to
basically
practice.
Saying that I bait and switched you.
And now's a perfect time to practice the belief, the new belief, that this is not who I am. It is something that I sometimes do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't put things away. It doesn't mean that you are... not a put away person.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't either.
I know. And I don't attach myself to that identity.
Right, but I'm just telling you, my entire life I've been told that I'm a mess.
Do you see me secretly flipping you off and making mean faces at you? No, because I don't believe that's who I am.
Right, but I'm trying to... This isn't about you right now.
I know, and what I'm saying is now it's a perfect... The reason why I think it's funny is because you were just saying, yes, it's something I need to work on. And then I made a comment and you immediately... got sucked back into.
Yeah, because I'm trying to tell you where it came from this like deep root, like from the time I was a kid.
Mm.
I've been told this.
Let's do some I got some exercises we could do.
Okay.
It'll be fun. No?
Sure.
Do you want to have fun? We're not going to do them on air, but we can do it. We did a couple before.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I said yes.
Cool. I'm down. So don't make assumptions. I feel like I'm assuming all day about everything.
I don't assume. I feel like I don't. I do assume. So, yeah.
I find it fun. Right? Don't I always, when I look at somebody, I'm like, okay, let's figure out who is this person?
Right.
Who are they? What do they do?
But your assumption's usually that they're a serial killer with bodies in their basement.
No, listen. I won't say who because they're... a serial killer, but for sure that person is.
Mm-hmm.
You even agree?
No, definitely weird, but
okay. Well,
but I don't know.
Not usually. I'm usually like for example, we were watching that show, Love on a Spectrum, which might be the best show on TV, And after the couple met the parents or whatever, the parents were like, yeah, he's a nice guy. But the way the dad said it, I was like, oof, he's lying. I was like, he doesn't like him. And then the girl stopped calling him back. And I was like, it's the dad. And I guarantee, But that's me making assumptions all the time.
Right. Right. You do. I think you make more assumptions than I do.
But about it's like people. A sport for me.
Okay. Well.
Because I'm like 80% right.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
I don't know about that.
I don't know why it's so much fun for me.
I think that you are very accurate once you've had a few conversations with people. You can read them very well.
Yeah, but like people watching.
Right. Yeah, I don't know about that. I guess I'll
never know. I guess in my mind, I'm 80% right.
Right, exactly. I do make assumptions. I was thinking about it today. Like when I was in Vegas, I was at the baby shower and there was this person there who I just feel like really doesn't like me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. But I also don't know if they don't like me. I just assume so. But she's kind of a bee to me, like for no reason.
What? You've never told me this.
Yeah, because it's not anybody that I really ever talked to.
Okay.
That much. So, I just really get the feeling that she doesn't like me. So yeah.
Maybe you should ask.
Nah, it like that's doesn't what this even. But it about. Also like doesn't even matter. It doesn't take up my time or energy. I haven't seen her in years. We just were at the same event.
Sure.
And I'm like, yeah, she hates me.
Sure, yeah.
But I feel like I don't assume too much. I'm trying to think.
So I think a lot of where it's applicable in today's world is when people talk about politics and stuff. Mm. Like everyone's listening to talk, and instead to listen to understand, I think is what the no assumptions would fall under as well. And not even politics, just listening in general. If someone has a belief or an opinion, to really not assume what you think they're trying to say.
Yeah.
And to ask.
Well, I think there's also like a lot of assumption of
if you're this, then you're that.
Yeah. Like we're not going to get into like the vaccine conversation, but like if you question it, then you're automatically like a far right, whatever person, or if you get it, then you're just complying with the government. Right. Where it's
you're
like
a sheep or something.
I know so many people from both sides that are on the other side, because it's not like
it's not a
side thing.
Right.
So there's just so much assumption, and I feel like I've seen that with the elections, with everything. It's like if you voted for this person, then you're
automatically... I actually heard someone say, oh, you, not to me, but like to like on TV, they're like, if you didn't get vaccinated, let's say, I know everything about you. Like, I know everything. I know who you voted for and what you believe on guns or abortion or this or that. And it's like, what an absolutely insane thing to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, and vice versa. Right. Oh, you did get vaccinated, you know, or what? I forgot what I said the first time. But, you know, it's like you can tell this person's whole life based off of one thing. It's like.
Right. And you take that so issue to everything else, and it's. There's not a one size fits all for anybody.
I think you said to me the other way. What'd you say? You said, I think you're more conservative than you think, and I was like, I think I'm more conservative than you think, because everyone confuses me for a liberal, let's say, just because I'm compassionate. But really, I'm just like dead middle.
Just because I'm compassionate.
Just dead middle.
I feel like that sentence made no sense.
Well, because I like care about, I say things like we should care about people who are less fortunate than us. We, you know, there should be this and that. But also, I'm not like just give money away,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I would say I get confused for far left a lot. And I would consider myself right down the middle.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's because people make assumptions. And then once they like, but once, also once we have a long playing, conversation.
You love playing devil's advocate and you tend to have a lot more of these conversations with people that are maybe a little more right than you. And you just like to play devil's advocate. But then I've also heard you on the other side talking to people that are a little more left than you. And you always play devil's advocate. Like either way. Like
you're trying to make people see it's not just this or
that. Right. You're like, but you have to take this into consideration. What about this point of view? Right. So you're like very...
Because I think it's silly
even if you don't agree
either.
With it, even if you're like, I don't agree with this viewpoint, but you have to understand why somebody would have this.
Like, imagine if, I don't know why we're talking about this, but imagine if, I think it's important because it's about assumptions and stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were like, I like, how would I say this? Imagine if you said, I think there should be healthcare for all.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that, then I'm forced to think that we should defund the police when I don't think that,
mm-hmm.
you know? But just because I'm on this side, I have to think this too. It's like, that's the most silly thing in the world. They're not, they don't go together.
Yeah.
They're not, what are they, exclusive or whatever. Right. You can have different beliefs on different things.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a quote unquote left belief on one doesn't mean you need to have all of the left beliefs. Just because you have one right belief, you don't have to have all of, you know.
Right.
And I think that that's where most Americans are. But the people who are like assuming, oh, you voted,
the loudest you, voices are
right.
the
but
ones
even
with
like
media
you,
that makes it worse
right,
and
right.
all of that.
Even like if you see someone fly a flag with the blue stripe on it, you think you have preconceived assumptions about that person, which could be
right.
so untrue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which most of the time probably is extremely untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're thinking, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. For a while, flying a regular American flag meant something. Oh, you're this type of person. It's like, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
How are you assuming these things? You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or like you go to a non-denominational Christian church. Oh, then I'm assuming all of these things about you. It's like, what kind of life is that?
Mm-hmm.
Where you know everything about everybody without even talking to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we were to ask questions? What if we were to be more curious?
Yeah.
About each other.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just assuming that we know.
Right. I feel like I don't assume tons about other people. I feel like I assume maybe what their perception of me might be. And I don't feel like I dwell on like other people's perception. I'm never like, I'm wonder, like I don't walk into a room ever and like think, I wonder what people are thinking about me. Like I've, that's just,
oh yeah, no, I no.
like, I don't think like that. But like just in certain situations, like I feel like when I assume things, I'm usually assuming that you're thinking something about me. Like the hard conversation I had to have today, my biggest assumption that I was telling myself is like, this person's going to think that I'm bad. You know, this person's going to think that I'm the B word. This person's going to think that I'm, and the conversation went amazingly because like this says right here, don't assume anything. It says, to express what you really want, communicate with others clearly to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. And that's exactly what I did. And the conversation went great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something that I really value in other people is when they come to me and is like, hey, like you said this thing the other day. And I was just like wondering what you meant by that instead of assuming something. Cause that is like where things get so...
Not to bring it back, not to bring it back to love on a spectrum, but the way they communicate, I've been saying since the first season where I'm like, the way they communicate with each other is so matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, they're not assuming that this is, they don't want to hurt your feelings. Like the one kid called and basically said, I just want to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't like, oh, she's going to be mad. She's going to say this or that or this and that. He's like, no, this is going to be a hard conversation and I'm just going to say it. And this is what I feel. And let's go from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like just the way they communicate is my dream. They just say what's on their mind, you know, very clearly, not embarrassed of, you know, saying I'm so nervous.
Right.
You know, or saying whatever.
For some reason, it makes me think of the movie He's Just Not That Into You. Just because, like, it, like in the whole dating world, like, it's so, yeah, I'll call you or maybe we're whatever. Instead of just, like, going on a date and being like, hey, thank you. And, like, this isn't going to work out.
Assuming that they can't handle the fact that you don't like them, you know?
Right. Whereas I feel like when I was dating, I would rather somebody be like, just be like, I don't see this going anywhere.
It's not
going
to work, yeah. You know, nothing to do like, with you. It's just cool. Not going to work, yeah.
Like, I never felt on either side of that, that, like, it was bad. It's more of that gray area, that assuming mm-hmm. area, that not really knowing, okay, I'll go out on another date to be nice, but whatever. Like, that's where the energy is really draining. Assumption is so draining.
Yeah. Or even assuming, well, let's say, most of the people listening to this podcast are in a relationship, let's say, even assuming that what you're going to say or what someone said to you meant something else. Like, let's say my mom said something to you and you assumed she meant something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you didn't say anything and you internalized it. And then you came home and you're like, your mom said this and that. And what a B. And I'd be like, what? You know, which probably happens so much in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The in-laws thing has, you know, is like one of the things people joke about the most. And I would assume that most of the problems are based off of assumptions.
Yeah.
Right? It's because someone said something and you heard something else. And instead of asking, hey, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
You just assumed, told yourself it's the fact.
Right.
And then went forward with your life.
What you just said, though, like made me think of, I think that assumption happens a lot in motherhood. Because I feel like moms get like super triggered. Like even for me, like I posted like a couple videos of when Jovi would nurse and like crawl all over me. And like somebody commented like, oh, it's definitely time to wean her now. And like I immediately got, I guess that was more taking it personally. But like, let's say, you know, somebody just like asks a question like, or when Jovi wasn't sleeping and you just get tons of like mm-hmm. unsolicited advice. And you do like just assume that people think that you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried this? Have you tried that? Yes, I've freaking tried everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Or maybe I don't want to try that. That's not going to work for our family.
Right.
And so I can see how you take things very personally as a mom. And then you just assume that people think that like you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not doing it the way that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
So even when people are like, oh, my kid was sleeping by 10 months and they did this and they did that and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, so you're, you know, saying that I'm a horrible mom because my kid's not or whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like in the motherhood community, I could see the taking personally and the assumption stuff like happening a lot. Yeah. Actually, you see it a lot. Like even if I share, like, if I share some, like, breastfeeding statistics or facts about breast milk, then people are like, yeah, well, I couldn't breastfeed. So seeing this, like, really hurts my feelings because I wasn't able to breastfeed and I had to get my kid formula. And I'm like, okay, like, this is, I'm stating a fact about breast milk. Like, yeah, I'm not saying this is better than what you did.
Right.
I wasn't saying, hey, if you had to formula feed, like, you suck. Like, we give Jovi formula now. Yeah. You know, like it's, we do both. I nurse her and give her formula. So I don't feel like, but people just assume if I'm saying like breastfeeding is amazing, I'm saying, well, if you give your kid formula, then you suck.
Right. And that's not what you're saying.
So I think that's more of what I'm saying in the mommyhood community that happens a lot.
Right. Right. Yeah. I can see that. I can see why they put this in this book. Don't assume. I think mm-hmm. we all do it in all different scenarios, and it's not something that's building our energy. It's something that's draining our energy, because most of what we assume is probably untrue, you know?
I think I assume a lot with my work, too, with my hospital job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like feel like because I'm leaving, like people don't like me. But every time I go to a birth, like the midwives are so nice, and I'm like,
you act like you've never quit a job before.
I know. And every single time I've had to quit a job, it's been like the most dreadful thing in my life.
And it always ends up being fine.
Right.
Because it's a job.
Right.
And people work there.
Yeah. And it's never anything personally. So that's what right. I always have to tell myself. Right. It's like, I'm not like, I hate you. I'm leaving. Right. It's like, this isn't working for me in my life right now. I got to go.
Right.
So, yeah.
Seems so simple.
I know. I know.
I literally never dreaded any time I ever quit.
I always did.
I would make up my mind. Quitting a job to me is like making my mind up to go to sleep. Once my mind's made up, I'm going to sleep. So I don't care what you say to me.
Not me. I would like hold on to it for like weeks and like dread it and let the energy build and be like, how am I going to have this conversation? I've cried quitting jobs before. I did. I cried.
It's so embarrassing.
Babe, I'm just like, I love you guys. Like, this has been great. Like,
oh my God. And they were like, Liz, are you done talking? Because I need to get back to work.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, you're that girl?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And that's why today you even told me, like, you told me today you need to practice doing hard things more, because I build up this whole situation and scenario in my mind and how this thing's going to go horribly, and then it never does.
Literally never.
Because I approach it with like, because I don't dance around either. I don't tiptoe around anything. I just want to have a real conversation with somebody. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's why it
goes well.
Which is
all anybody ever wants to have.
Right.
But just a real honest
conversation. Build up these things massively in my mind.
Yeah.
No. Every single time. Just even like,
I'll be like, I think I worked at the bank for like a year or so once, and I made up my mind that I was quitting, or I was going to school. And I think I told my manager one day, I was like, hey, you know, could we talk later? Like, could we set up a time to talk? She's like, yeah, about what? I was like, me putting my 2 weeks in. And she's like, okay, yeah, cool. But it was, you know, it's like, she's like, oh, you're leaving? And I was like, yeah, I got to get out of here. She's like, all right, yeah, we'll set up a meeting. We can get the whatever, the paperwork going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it would ever be a stressful thing.
Right. But remember when we met, like, I couldn't even call the cell phone company to, like,
oh my God.
I was paying way too much for myself. Like, you saw how much I was paying
like $150 for one line. And I think I was paying like $25. Granted, I was in like a
family plan.
Yeah, family plan. But I was like, this is nuts.
Right. And you're like, you need to call them and ask them what's going on. I'm like, I can't.
I did. Yeah. I was like, call and ask them if they have a different plan. And you're like, no, I can't do it. You have to do it. So I called and I was like, this is Elizabeth. She's like, Elizabeth? And I was like, yeah, yeah, this is Elizabeth. And I was like, I'm paying $150 a month. Like, what's going on with that? And then she pulled up the account. She's like, oh, yeah, you know what? We could do the same.
Like 80.
Yeah, the same data and everything for 80. And I was like, great, thanks.
And I'm just sitting next to you with swamp ass, like sweating through my t-shirt. I seriously sweat profusely in any of these situations.
Calling just to see if there's anything else we could do. Oh, boy.
Remember for the baby shower, they were supposed to make rattles and the cookies looked like penises instead.
And my mom had to go back.
Yeah, your mom had to call. My mom will do it, too. Like, when my mom was here, what was she doing?
Because it's called being a human.
I heard her on a phone call being like, hey, hey, I ordered this thing and this is not what I ordered and blah, blah, blah on the phone. And I'm just like, how do you do it so matter of factly? My mom's like,
it's
what?
Not,
like,
it's not personal. It's not personal.
I'm like, hey, I think I'm Canadian at heart. I just apologize Canadians all the time.
Canadians know how to be human.
I'm a human, babe. I'm just like, hey, I'm so sorry. I think there was a mistake.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Oh, you're so ridiculous.
I know. I just don't know how you just say things like that. Yeah, I'm that person that would end up just paying that amount all the time because I just didn't want to tell the person.
I'm the guy that goes, hold on. Let me make sense of this. Like with Comcast is the worst.
Oh, I know.
Oh, they're the worst. Worst customer service ever, but they're better than satellite.
Or like every time we have to get like our tires changed.
Oh, it's the worst. I hate
it. You have to talk to like three different people.
You gotta negotiate. I'm like, where are we? I'm like, are we in the United States? We're in the US, right? I gotta negotiate tires every time I come in here. Because right. We have like 8 cars between us and work and, you know, whatever. And every time you got to negotiate and you got to go get a quote from another tire guy and then you got to go back and they'll lower it. And then you got to go back to the other guy and say, hey, look, they lowered it. Can you lower it too? But you're not saving $5. You're saving like $150.
Right.
So like you have to do this.
Right.
But I'm like, just be fair. What's the price? Mm-hmm. You're making money at what? $150? Okay, that's the price. Why mm-hmm. are you marking it up at $300 and then I got to do all this work and then you look at me like I'm the jerk for asking for less money, even though you know this is a fair price. You know, it's right. like, come on. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, don't assume that the price is final.
Don't assume anything, even if the price is
no,
final.
No, honestly, even just like if you get a quote for, let's say, to paint the house, and I'm a contractor, so I get asked this all the time, and I'm not a fan when people ask me this, but...
Is that the best you can do? Is that the question?
Yeah, just, is this the best? You know, like, is this your lowest
But you
and
also
final?
Get people who do yeah. that work, too. Like, hey, we talked to this other company that, like, quoted us at that. If you could come in around the same
yeah,
price...
Yeah, I don't do that.
We'll go with you.
I don't do that.
But some people do.
Yeah, well, we as far as residential goes, we don't have the room to do that.
Right, but I'm
if
just
If it were,
saying.
Like, a big commercial job, then yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Depending on the numbers, but yeah, if I write a quote and people are like, hey, is this the best, you know is this your best and final, or like, do you negotiate, or is this kind of, because some contractors negotiate, some don't, and then I'll just be like, yeah, no, this is it, this is the price, where we don't do that, we just, you know, we're not looking to make huge money, we're just trying to pay our bills.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's like, I've asked before, is this your best? Like, is there a way to lower this? And they'll be like, yeah, I guess if I do this a day faster, I'll take $100 off. And mm-hmm. I didn't even ask for it. I just asked, is this the best? Don't assume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely need to work on don't assuming.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for me because I really enjoy doing it. I don't know why I love it. It's fun for me.
Do you know what? You also assume like just crazy scenarios. Like we're supposed to go to Mexico for New Year's.
No, that's different.
No, it's not. You are assuming you're like, you're going to end up getting COVID or being there stuck for 2 weeks and then having the baby there when I'm not due for 9 weeks after that.
Yeah, I guess you could call that assumption. That's planning for the worst.
Right, which I think is assuming the worst.
I guess. Yeah, sure. I'm assuming the worst. Yeah. I'm assuming something in that scenario. I mean, either A, assuming that everything is going to be fine, which is still an assumption.
No, that's called trusting.
Oh, so we just want to throw words that we like?
No, it's no, you just trust that everything's going to be okay.
I also trust that things can also not go okay.
I don't think that's how that works.
I think it is. You have to be ready for any situation. Best case scenario. We go, have a good time, nothing happens, we come home, we have a great time, we have a healthy baby, healthy mama. Bad case scenario, we go there, we get sick or whatever, we have to quarantine there, and then we're giving birth in a...
Why would we be, even if we were stuck there for 2 weeks, I would still be 7 weeks away from my due date.
Which is still, you can have a baby. Babe, people have babies, you know this, people have babies early. It's a possibility.
It's right. It's not a high possibility since I've already had like one healthy, normal pregnancy. The chances of that happening are extremely rare.
Whatever.
Unless they find something with this pregnancy where they're like,
yeah,
hey, you're at risk for premature birth.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever. Leave me alone.
I love you, babe.
Do you?
I love you so much.
All right.
I've loved you for 5 years.
5 years from the day we met.
I'm going off of a year after that.
It's been 6 years. We've known each other in 2015.
December will be 6 years. December will be 6 years.
Yeah. Wow. Longest relationship I've ever had.
I mean, we've only been dating for less than that.
No.
2017.
We've just been...
4 years. 4 years. Do you know, I was thinking the other day, the longest relationship I've ever had is with the bamboo plant that's what? Above our kitchen sink.
How long have you had that?
I had it when I lived with Charlene.
Hey, that's supposed to be like 8 feet tall by now.
It's not dead, so I'm proud of myself.
It's not a real bamboo tree then.
It is a bamboo plant.
No, because that thing should be towering. They say it stays small for like 4 years and then it shoots up. I don't know. I don't believe it.
The longest codependent relationship I've ever had.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Very proud of myself. Considering I don't have usually the best green thumb, but we're working on it.
Yeah, we really need to save our plants because they're expensive.
Our indoor plants are doing great.
Good.
We got to work on the outdoor ones.
Good.
All right. So write into us. Let us know how you're doing. This week, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity, even about yourself. Don't take anything personally because nothing others do is because of you. And don't make assumptions. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just one agreement, you can completely transform your life.
Love it. I like this book a lot.
Yeah, it's so good. Very good. A lot of really good principles to live by.
Yeah.
All right. Hold each other accountable if you're listening.
You can hold us accountable too.
Yes.
Maybe we'll. Maybe I'll accept it. Maybe I won't. Sometimes when I don't like what I hear, I just say, shut up. Say, leave me alone.
Yeah, I probably do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just let me sulk in my sadness and my self-loathing. Just let me cry in my corner over here by myself. But yeah. All right, we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.